about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we've been watching very closely Hurricane Isaac. From what we understand, it is supposed to turn into a quote-unquote robust hurricane, as Fox News reports. I thought it was only supposed to stay to Hurricane 1. Now they're saying it could be strengthening to a Hurricane 2. What's very eerie about this hurricane is it's predicted to hit New Orleans the same date that Katrina hit, August 29th. So it's been about 7 years to the day that Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Gulf Coast residents right now are deciding whether to evacuate. From what we understand, Governor Jindal urged residents who are not protected by leaving to leave and to flee. They are expecting it to be a hurricane, not just a tropical storm over the eastern Gulf of Mexico, closing oil, natural gas production, threatening Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And like I said, it is supposed to hit landfall by August 29th. Now, what happened with Katrina is, remember, it just sat. And it sat. Usually these hurricanes, when they hit land, they speed up and they leave. And they dissipate fairly quickly, and they go up north, and then, you know, they just dissipate, and then it's leaves, okay? You know, tropical storm, depression, and then just rainfall. But unfortunately with Katrina, it just sat there and gained so much strength in the Gulf, it sat. And it sat. So it actually had flooded 80% of New Orleans, killed more than 1,800 people, and, of course, displaced 250,000 people, according to the U.S. Hurricane Center. So, of course, we're, you know, our prayers are with everybody in that area. Hopefully it doesn't hit. Hopefully something happens and it just kind of dissipates. Gosh, there was the news. There was some researchers have come up with something unique on how to dissipate a hurricane. I need to look that up. When I was reading on this, I saw a flash of an article. I want to look it up on break. What scientists think they can do to stop a hurricane. I'm surprised that they could even delve into that, but we'll, I want to find that on break. I got to find that. That was, it just caught my eye. I'm not sure where we are with the Republican convention. I thought they were putting it off a day. But I believe a lot of, you know, I was really contemplating, going down to Florida so I could broadcast from the Republican National Convention, but I have to have surgery this week, so I had to stay here and stay put. Also, many planes don't allow you to bring a hemorrhoid pillow. So I couldn't go. So I don't have any news right now to tell you in the Republican National Convention. I'm sure we'll get more. No, Ann Romney's supposed to speak prime time. Mitt Romney, of course, gets to speak. Dr. Dahlia doesn't get to speak at the Republican National Convention. Sorry. No, Dr. Dahlia. I know. Something happened. So anyway, but we will keep you posted if we hear any breaking news on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. You could call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. You know, we are planning our Dr. Dahlia cruise. I haven't really talked much about the cruise because I know everyone's kind of worried about this hurricane, so nobody really wants to think about water. But for those of you that feel like already planning ahead for your summer, go to my website. We are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise, but that's all I'll say on that. When things are a little better, a little happier, and people are less worried about what's going on, we'll bring that up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I also want to talk about how a student was shot on the first day of school. Also, it looks like there are toxic levels of phthalates, okay, in popular back-to-school items. And remember, these phthalates, I don't even know how to pronounce it, P-H-T-H-A, so that's phtha, L-A-T-E-S, lates, or is it latte, like a latte cappuccino? Phthalates. And it's probably phthalates, like I've been saying. Okay, let me just talk about this, because I know kids went back to school this this week. Can I hear hallelujah? Hallelujah. Kids are back to school. Anyway, they say that these kids are going back to school, okay, with supplies that actually have these phthalates, which are used to soften plastic, that have been found to disrupt endocrine function. Even in low exposures, it has been found to disrupt. No wonder my periods were off in school. Also linked to birth defects, infertility, early puberty, asthma. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in a C cup by the eighth grade. That's why it was the phthalates. Asthma, ADHD, obesity, diabetes, and cancer. CDC says children are particularly vulnerable and have the highest exposure to these phthalates. Maybe that's why I can't pronounce phthalates, because I was exposed to phthalates. They say it's in thick backpacks, binders, lunch bags, and boxes. But, I mean, the problem is everything's plastic. Everything's chemical. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Okay, so let me see. What do they recommend? They say 4 out of 4 backpacks tested by the CHEJ, the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, found the phthalates there, as well as 4 of 4 lunch boxes. Wonder if they sampled the food. They say the Amazing Spider-Man backpack contained an estimated 52,000 parts per million and 14,000 parts per million of DEHP in 2 different locations. Okay, what are all these chemicals? They don't even say. No, I don't know. Look, I only minored in chemistry. I majored in biology. I don't have to know. I do not know. I do not have to know what DBP, DEHP, BBP, and phthalates are. Okay, all I need to know is that they're bad. Okay, if I majored in biochem or got a second degree, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Okay, so what do we do? Well, the federal agencies, I guess, want to regulate it, but they don't know how. They don't even know how to screen for it. Yet, I guess the CHEJ, which again is the Center for Health and Environmental Justice, has a guide to safe backpack to school supplies. So I'm going to try to find that guide, because I know many of us are just biting our nails in fear. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think I found what the researchers are doing to try to fight hurricanes, but I know we have people on the phone line, so let's just quickly go there. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Oh, I can't hear. That's all right. Okay.
Hey there, Dr. Dahlia. I'm sure you'll talk about this here sooner or later about Apple and going against Samsung, and now they got six phones that they want taken off the market in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This is Steve, your truck driver friend.
Hi.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
Apple is so dang insecure, the only thing they can come up with is a dang iPhone. They have no creativity left. One phone and that's it. It's just sorry that things got to keep going the way they do. But I'm sure you'll talk about this and maybe a bunch of people out there will agree. And there'll be a bunch of people that'll agree to disagree. So, but you take care of yourself. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks for having your show, Dr. Dahlia.
No, thank you. You know, I, yeah, we talked about that where, I mean, boy, I was really surprised by the jury award. I know it wasn't what Apple had originally wanted, but from what we understand, it just really, you know, leveled Samsung in terms of, you know, the patent infringement, et cetera. I have an iPhone, and I gotta tell you, I think the reason why I had an iPhone is because when I, as a physician, wanted to send x-rays to other people, the iPhone had such an amazing camera that I could take a picture of a chest x-ray, send it to my cardiology buddy, because I remember we had one woman where it looked like part of her bowel was up in her chest, like she had a diaphragmatic hernia. And so I used an iPhone to take a picture because my brother-in-law had an iPhone. Now, I think what was the big competitor at the time were Blackberries. And Blackberries, I couldn't take a picture. I had a lot of trouble with the keyboard because my fingers were big and fat. Couldn't type on the keyboard. And so I fell in love with the iPhone. And I'm not very good with change. I don't change very well unless it's a change I want. And so when Droid came out and my husband got an Android phone, I tried and I didn't like it. I just wanted to go back to my iPhone. So, unfortunately, iPhone has that addictability, you know, that addictiveness. I guess they're supposed to be coming out with their mini iPad now. And I agree with you. It's the same thing. It's same stuff, different day. Right now, they're going to have a mini iPad from the regular iPad. At that point, isn't your iPhone an iPad? But then the iPhone 5 is supposed to come out. So my only problem with iPhone, even though I have one, and I'll probably continue to have one, is they come up with these newer products that you feel like you have to upgrade and pay more. And so you really, really don't make good on your investment. But I just couldn't get into the other phones. Luckily, the Android phone shot my app out before Apple did. So at least for those of you that do have a Droid phone, you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm very, very happy with Android in terms of that. Apple's still working on it, taking their time. But, don't forget we do have a Dr. Dahlia Show app. But I know, I have noticed that there is a lot more variety and appears a lot more creativity, but I gotta tell you something though, when you're a company like Apple, and you come up with something that works for a lot of people, maybe it's good they didn't mess with it. You know, I don't think they want something to compete with their Apple or their iPad. So I think it's gonna just be the one phone. You know? I don't think they would. You know, it's funny. One thing I had done when I first started radio is I had another idea for a talk show. I was like, well, why don't I do politics in one show and just health in another, or we do fitness in one or whatever. And somebody said, don't compete against yourself. All right, you got a good thing going with your show. You don't need to compete against yourself. So that's what I think, Kavita. Rather than two listeners, you know, I'll have one listen to one listen to the other. So that's what I think is happening with the whole Apple thing. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Great point, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, now this is very interesting, guys. Okay, now I'm was reading this on break. I think I get it. Okay, but again, I am not a meteorologist. And I'm not as scientifically savvy as I wish I were. But what scientists are considering is something called cloud seeding to take the punch out of future hurricanes. Okay? Scientists think they know how to rob the breath, they call it, out of deadly hurricanes or the heated water. Remember, for a hurricane to grow, it needs heated water. That's why hurricane season is roughly August to November, because that's when the water has been heated up. Now, a paper published in the journal Atmospheric Science Letters, researchers proposed something called cloud seeding across areas where hurricanes form, and hopefully to get to these clouds before the hurricanes start whipping themselves into that spiral cyclone type pattern. What they plan to do is decrease temperatures on the surface of the sea to reduce the energy of the gathering storms, which could definitely increase the intensity. They think they would have the power to decrease the intensity of a hurricane by a full category. You know, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Right. So rather than hitting the storms directly, the lead researcher, Dr. Alan Gadian of the School of Earth and Environmental at the University of Leeds in the UK, suggests playing with the marine stratocumulus clouds that cover a quarter of the world's oceans. Hurricanes pull the energy from the heat found in the surface water of oceans. They say if we're able to increase the amount of sunlight reflected by clouds above the hurricane development, you'll have less energy to feed the hurricanes. Now, how they would do it is have unmanned planes spray seawater droplets, a good amount rising back into the clouds. More sunlight would be bounced back into space, then less sun could then warm the water. Does that make some sense? Now, they say this cloud seeding, i.e. spraying the clouds with seawater droplets, I guess to reflect light so it cools, was actually something that the Chinese reportedly they did to calm the skies over Beijing during the 2008 Summer Olympics. So what we're talking about, people, is man is able to manipulate the weather. This is cool stuff. Now, the only thing is I always get a little nervous. Once you mess with nature, nature bites you back. But I would love to see if this works. So Chinese claim they were able to calm the skies over Beijing during the 2008 Summer Olympics. Scientists want to now see if they could use this cloud seeding over the Atlantic to see if they could also see a reduction of rainfall in the Amazon basin. Now, again, be careful because, remember, some of the reason we need the rainfall is because of our foliage. I mean, I you know, don't mess with nature too much. But if they do think that they could calm down a hurricane by this, oh, I mean, this is fascinating stuff. This is cool. I'm very excited by this. So I'll keep you posted on that. Okay, now, in more science news, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess these researchers want to fit tiny radio receivers on 1,000 ants because they want to find out how ants communicate and travel between their nests. This is a 3-year project by researchers from the University of York. It'll take place, I guess, in Derbyshire. And they are going to put radio receivers on ants. They have already in this one area, the site, 1,000 ant nests and home for up to 50 million ant workers. Experts will carefully catch the ants and in a few seconds attach a 1-millimeter radio receiver to each. The ants are the size of an adult thumbnail, but researchers say the process will not interfere or harm them in any way. Yet, what if they step on the ants trying to find the ants? You always step on ants when you come near an anthole. When the receivers are attached, scientists will be able to examine how the ants communicate with each other in their colonies, which are housed in several. Just see the ant movie. I thought the ant movie did a phenomenal job of teaching us what ants do. Anyway, okay, so how is this going to help us? They say the radio receivers act like a barcode to mark out each individual ant. A single ant is not particularly clever, but is part of an elaborate system. Yeah, there's a queen, huh? Okay. That is clearly performing very effectively. I mean, ants are cool. I mean, they are smart. I guess they're going to look at the Harrywood ants. Harrywood's, stop the giggles. Formica lugubris, they're a northern species in the UK. They are hairy because they have eyebrows. They have eyebrows. They can also defend themselves from predators spraying formic acid, which is a smelly substance like vinegar. It could blister the skin. The queen ants live for 15 years. The workers only live about a year. They are territorial, aggressive, and they find food by hunting and scavenging. Or they probably, when they eat, get food stuck on their eyebrows and can eat it later. All right, cool stuff. We'll hit some medical news when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a story came out today saying food shortages could turn most of the world vegetarian by 2050. Now, I am still recovering from the blow that we are going to be deathly low on chocolate supplies by 2030. Now they're saying that the world may have to become entirely vegetarian, per some scientists. They say there will not be enough water available on current croplands to produce food for the expected 9 billion population in 2050 if we follow current trends and changes towards diet common in Western nations. This was Malik Falkenmark and colleagues at the Stockholm International Water Institute. Whenever they, oh, it was a report. I was going to say, if they all spoke all together, that would have been very hard to understand everybody. And boy, did they get that in unison. It is believed that if current population growth continues per Daily Mail, there could be an additional 2 billion people alive by 2050. challenges and opportunities for a water and food secure world. This is being discussed at the annual World Water Conference in Stockholm. Report says dramatic cuts in our meat consumption are the only answer. I love meat and I love chocolate, so I really don't know what I'm going to be able to eat here. There will just be enough water if the proportion of animal-based foods is limited to 5% of total calories, and considerable regional water deficits can be met. Well, soy burgers. We'll have to eat soy burgers. I'm not into that. If you make it taste like beef, I'll eat it. Humans currently get about 20% of their protein from animal-based products. I mean, we will be healthier, but, I mean, no, I'm looking at a man holding a bunch of vegetables right now. Not going to cut it. Not going to cut it. A UN report released in June likewise emphasized that meat production consumes the lion's share of the world's fresh water supply. Lion's share. 38% of the world's habitable land and contributes 90% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Oh, remember we did a show a couple years ago on how people think we have global warming because of our animals and all the farting that people do after they eat animal products? The United Nations found vegan and vegetarian diets to be the least taxing on the world's shrinking resources. See, how old are we going to be in 2050? What is it? That's 38 years from now. Well, Medicare is going to be gone. Social Security is going to be gone. Chocolate's going to be gone. Why not? Meat's going to be gone. What do we have to look forward to, honestly? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Drugs.com reports that your genes could influence how you vote. Okay? They say since about 2005, there has been a turning of the tide that genes can influence political traits. Not the genes Mitt Romney wears. And by the way, it looks very sexy in jeans. We're talking genetic genes. Most social scientists have viewed the world as a blank slate, whatever your family is, whatever you run into, and your experiences. But research into the genetic underpinnings of political views, it says, has grown significantly in the past 8 years. He thinks genes play on attitudes, ideologies, voting behavior. Oh, I agree. I agree. You know how, and I think what's easy for me is, remember, I'm a family doc. So as a family doc, I get to see grandma and grandpa. Then I get to see, you know, son and daughter. And then I get to see grandson and granddaughter. When one of them is cocky, and I meet the other family member a lot of times is cocky, and then the kid is cocky. And you see that, and you see their attitudes. And I don't know so much about actual political affiliation, but I think attitudes, ways you approach, ideologies that attract you, I think is very genetic. So I guess if you, if you really, really love Earth and you you'll really be fond of the EPA. I get that. You know, or if you really don't like taxes, I think that's inbred. I don't think people like taxes. I think that's very genetic. I'll buy this. Just I mean many families who have people completely mixed on opposite ends of the political spectrum. They said one technique in particular involves studying identical and fraternal twins. Researchers can compare how often identical twins who share all their genes and fraternal twins who share half their genes give the same answers to political questions to gauge how big a role genes play. So basically they looked at twin studies and reported that about half of the variation in political could be explained by genetics. Yeah, I don't think it's upbringing at all. Because I gotta tell you, my parents never taught politics. They never did. Anytime I asked, they would say, well, I vote one way, your mom votes the other. They would never, because also they were of the age that you just don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. It starts fights, no sense kids talking about it, so they would never tell us. Yet, you know, once they were older, I was like, oh, really? In fact, I became a Republican before they did. They just, my father became a citizen, and, then he, started to get a little bit more active, but he wasn't as active as my mom would have been or I would later be. And I remember, I was like, well, this is how I feel, and X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. And then I noticed they started to agree with me. And I'm like, but I thought you guys didn't have any political association whatsoever. And then, so that's kind of interesting. I think, you're born a certain way. I think that makes some sense. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what if you're born an absolute idiot? Now, this kid, you heard about this, when it was time to go to school. Today was first day of school for many people, and unfortunately, a 15-year-old opened fire on the first day of classes at Baltimore County High School, and he got off two shots, wounded a classmate who's in critical condition from what we understand, wounding a 17-year-old male, Jordan Coates. Apparently, he was in the cafeteria at the time, and he actually saw the student shoot him, but the shooter had a shotgun. The shooter walked into the cafeteria at Perry Hall High School at about 10:45 a.m., fired one shot before being grabbed by teachers, and then another shot. He acted alone, from what we understand. I believe his identity is still being held, because he's a minor, although I'm sure we're going to hear about it soon. Police said they're going to work with prosecutors to determine whether he'd be charged as an adult. The suspect's father spoke to a reporter today and said his son was the shooter, but even though there was no motive for the shooting, the father said his son had been bullied. Now, isn't this the first day of school? So he just decided to walk onto campus. When was he bullied? Bullied in the summer? The other thing I'm hoping that doesn't happen is with all this intervention now with bullying and awareness with bullying, are kids now going to use that as an excuse for violent crimes? Well, I was bullied. I can't pass my grades. I was bullied. I had to shoot somebody because I was bullied. All right, because that's going to be a problem in and of itself. I mean, in the olden days, if somebody said they were raped, you could pretty much believe them. Then there were so many people that lied about it that now, unfortunately, when somebody is attacked, okay, nobody believes them 100%. They get evaluated. There has to be proof. And so the first person that cried rape that wasn't raped ruined it for the rest of us for centuries to come. Same thing. First person cries bully, and that's his reason why he had to shoot somebody. Now, maybe we will get more details. Maybe the 17-year-old really bullied this 15-year-old. I don't know. That is still no excuse. But, if you got some kids that want to just shoot people up, and they're going to use bullying as an excuse, okay, I'm sorry. They still need to be locked up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door. and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dial. September 10th, my show is going to be broadcast live 9 to noon Pacific time or noon to 3 Eastern. We are extremely excited about that. For those of you that listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on XM and multiple affiliates, you'll still be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show then. However, for many of you that want to call in and are available to call in because you can take your break or your lunch break, we are going to be live 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. Currently, we're live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern. You guys got all that? All right, good. Don't forget a little bit later when you're on Facebook, snooping around or posting, updating status, etc. You can find the Dr. Dahlia Show online. Find the Dr. Dahlia Show Connect. I always love to see who you are. be able to connect with you. I think it's wonderful. Also, follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, as well. And don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Always a good time when we go on the Alaskan Cruise. Yeah, we're going to have lectures, but it's not, I mean, we don't make a board. We teach you stuff that you want to learn. And if you don't want to learn, you don't have to. You can just go and enjoy the cruise. I mean, trust me, you have plenty of time to enjoy the cruise. But it's cool. We have a lot of good stuff that we get to do. So please tune in and check us out. Or please sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Sorry about that. There's an article I want to talk about. I know there's that nurse, right? There was that nurse that threw out that kidney really quickly. What was going on with that? Apparently two people have been fired. You guys heard about that? A kidney removed from a Toledo man at the University of Toledo Medical Center. This was supposed to be transplanted into his older sister. Instead, it was accidentally thrown away with medical waste by a nurse. They've never heard of any other incidents of this in the United States. This happened August 10th, a couple weeks ago, and even though they tried to look for the kidney, they found it, they tried to resuscitate the kidney, they could not use the kidney. It was damaged beyond repair. This is extremely sad. One of the kidney doctors talked to me. This is Health Commissioner, County Health Commissioner David Grossman. He said it had to do with one of the nurses disposing of the kidney improperly. He didn't try to hide anything from us. Unfortunately, the surgeon was removed successfully, and for some reason, the nurse threw it away. Now, kidneys are still pretty large, okay? A kidney is still pretty large. I don't know how it could have been scooped up. You know, I mean, when you throw things away, I just don't know how this could happen. Anyway, two operating room staff nurses were suspended with pay following the incident. Why did they get with pay? They were identified as Melanie LeMay, full-time nurse, and Judith Moore, part-time nurse. Ms. Moore was unable to be reached for a comment, and nobody answered the door at the residence of Ms. LeMay. Doctors had tried unsuccessfully for at least 2 hours or more to resuscitate the organ to make it usable. In the process transferred a kidney from a donor, human error rendered the kidney unusable. That is a real shame, especially with how rare kidneys are. You usually stick it in a bin. When you remove the kidney, you put the kidney in a stainless steel bowl. Or bin. And you don't mix it up with any other tissue. It looks like a kidney. Maybe this was a nurse in training. I don't know. So, because, and it doesn't just sit there. It has to be harvested. It has to be put in a container that I just don't get. I don't get how this could happen. So, anyway. From what we understand, the sister, I guess, is waiting for a new kidney. And like I said, the nurses are on paid leave. I'm not sure where that's going to go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rosie O'Donnell admits that she got married. She had a heart attack last week, but I guess she was married back in June. She married her fiance, Michelle Rounds. I guess they had announced her engagement in December, moved the date up to June 9th. I know people have been saying, gosh, Rosie O'Donnell kept it quiet the whole time. Well, Rosie O'Donnell really isn't in the news that much. I don't think people really care too much what Rosie O'Donnell's doing. So I guess, I mean, the heart attack, it was a real shame she went through that. But she taught a lot of women, some life-saving issues. Just because you have pain in the right arm doesn't mean it's not a heart attack and how an aspirin could save your life. Then she went and saw the cardiologist the next day, which she should have done the day before. But remember, Rosie O'Donnell really hasn't been in the news much. So I think the reason why we found out she was married is because she had a heart attack. I don't know if, again, that's real news. Let people live their life and, you know, just I don't really need to know who's divorcing and who's married. But people want to know. Another thing that I think should have kept private, but it wasn't, is Maria Sharapova, right? She had lost the Olympic final to Serena Williams. Okay, in tennis, she contracted a stomach virus, and News Today reports that she was not pregnant. She had an ultrasound, and she was not pregnant. Okay, so she had her ultrasound. I hope everybody's happy there. I know sometimes you wonder, you know, why does this have to be news? Do we really need to know? Looks like BP apparently claims against BP for contaminated gasoline. There's been now over 6,500 claims of BP contaminated gasoline. Let me see. We're getting this from the Chicago Tribune. They say contaminated gasoline from a BP refinery has so far led to 6,500 claims from motorists trying to recoup hundreds of dollars they spent for repairs. All right. Apparently, they recalled 2.1 million gallons of gas from its refinery in Whiting, Indiana. The bad gas affected service stations of... distribution system. Okay, they say a few service stations have pumps with premium or mid-grade gasoline unavailable until they can be tested. BP on Monday also provided some details about the source of the contamination, which arose when 1 feet of oil piped into a refining unit called the alkylation unit, or alky, and didn't have the correct molecular makeup. These guys need a clue. All right, so what happens to the cars? Okay, motorists experience hard starting, stalling, rough idling, illumination of the check engine light. In most cases, spark plugs and fuel injectors became dirty and didn't work correctly. They say repairs usually cost anywhere from $300 to $1,200. So for any of you motorists who believe your vehicles have been damaged by contaminated fuel, you could call BP's customer hotline, 800-333-3991. 1-800-333-3991. All right, contact BP. I knew BP would be in the news again. I'm not shocked there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the news also, looks like a Maine woman has given birth to her own grandson. Yep, she gave birth to her own grandson. 49-year-old Linda Sorowitz carried and delivered her own grandson because her daughter has a heart condition and couldn't carry the baby. Okay? She gave birth to a 7-pound, 14-ounce Madden Herbert on the 13th. She told her daughter that she would carry her daughter's child if daughters told her it would be unsafe to become pregnant. I think that's really cool. Okay, apparently last summer's doctors confirmed that the daughter and her husband could not get pregnant because, or could not carry the baby because it would be too dangerous. So from what we understand, grandma was the surrogate mom. Okay, you know, just don't tell the grandkid. I don't think the grandkid should really be that grossed out. I mean, honestly, when I try to talk to my kids about me carrying them in the womb, they get grossed out. I don't think it grosses them out any more or any less if it's grandma's uterus or your uterus. Now, if grandma has fibroids or endometriomas hanging, that could just be a little bit disturbing. But, you know, I don't know if grandma will be that clingy. You know, I mean, you do bond to the baby, but a lot of times when you're pregnant, you just can't wait for the baby to get out. Okay, and then you bond to the baby later. Because remember, the baby kicks. You know, the baby butts his head into the vagina. I mean, it hurts. I found my pregnancies extremely painful. I love the kids, but I really didn't bond. I was too uncomfortable and pimply and constipated and gassy to bond with my kids. I just wanted them out. So, honestly, they could go to grandma as far as I'm concerned. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board for another hour, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.